Right then. How do I... Do I just... Oh! Got it. Thanks. Hello, everybody. If all has gone to plan and our reverse engineering of this particular piece of tech has worked, you are now hearing a playback of my voice coming through to you on a centuries-old Dinny sound system. If, for whatever reason, this hasn't worked and something's gone a bit wrong, then I can only hope that anyone nearby had their Relta books to hand and have made a speedy getaway. Bad joke. Sorry about that. For those of you who have newly arrived, I want to welcome you to this, the latest restoration of the City and Ages of Dinny. This is now the... 4th such effort to restore Dinny, and whereas efforts were spearheaded in previous years by the Dinny Restoration Council, our restoration is something of a different beast, made up, as it is, by explorers and visitors to the cavern such as yourselves. There's no formal hierarchy in our group, or no pecking order as such. We come from many different backgrounds and fields, some academic and some technical. There are those of us who have taken an active role in restoring new ages and areas of the city. Some of us have been experimenting with the art of writing ages itself. And there are others simply here to explore and experience the history and culture of this remarkable civilization. That being said, anyone down here actively involved with the restoration is doing so on a strictly volunteer basis, and as such, we collectively possess only a fraction of the resources that our predecessors in the DRC once had. And while there have been efforts to maintain the safety arrangements they put in place, I must stress that your explorations are undertaken at entirely your own risk. Newly restored areas will, of course, be checked as thoroughly as they can for structural defects, as well as clearing away the more obvious debris and so forth. But the general rule of thumb is to have your Relta books as close to hand as possible at any given time. And when possible, please refrain from making off with the cones. They are there for your safety and not for scoring likes and follows on your modern art Instagram. They have their place, and that place is not the back room of the Guild of Messengers pub. I mean, this should go without saying, people. Come on. Right. All that out of the way, the restoration has been hard at work over the past year in getting new ages ready for explorers, and several such places are now available to visit. They can be reached by way of the Library Age of Chisopriniv, which itself can be found in the Watcher's Pub. It's our hope that Chiso will become a vast repository of collected works of writers, academics, and historians. And if you have made any discoveries or have something of your own you would like to submit to the library, please do not hesitate to get in touch to discuss finding a place for them on the shelves. Let's see, what else? Oh, yes. We have received several reports from those in the restoration who have been monitoring the bioluminescent algae in the cavern lake. Following Callum Traveler's latest results from his sampling equipment, along with the return of Wayne Todd from his recent exploration of one of the cavern's overflow stations, we are able to confirm that the algae in the lake is very much alive and recovering at a quicker pace than our current estimations had led us to believe. It looks like the efforts of explorers throughout the last decade in feeding of the cavern lake are now finally bearing results. While the restoration is indeed excited for the possibilities this news presents, the week of anxiety following the discovery of Wayne's lost and destroyed Relta book in the lake was something we all could have collectively done without. So, let's see if we can take things forward without the need for frantic search parties on the lake in the future. Okay, Wayne? Finally, In news of ongoing projects, it has been formally announced that the underground pathway connecting the surface to the city is to be restored. As you can imagine, this is a huge undertaking, both in its significance to Dini history and in the sheer scale of work involved. The journey itself only taking no less than 3 days to complete on foot. There's currently no ETA at this time. We're very much working on a it'll be done when it's done basis. But depending on the work involved, we may look into releasing the path in stages, with further areas of it opened up until it is our hope that the explorers will be able to walk the full path to Dini. Anyone interested in this work should keep an eye on the project leader Dubes' associated social media page, as that's where progress on this will be recorded. Okay, I reckon that will do it. Great. Fingers crossed this works.